the guy who put together the sort of all the different parts of folk music and made it okay to play them all in one set. The blues and the rockabilly as well as the old ballads. The blues, even some contemporary songs. Rockabilly, he made it all work together real good. Highway. right, go south on Doc Watson Road. I was pretty sure I was headed to the right place. The snow was really coming down up there. Giant flakes, very beautiful, very quiet, peaceful. I finally got to the place. I knew I was there because I turned off the car and I could hear guitar picking and singing. He was singing the perfect song for the occasion, "While Roving on a Winter's Night." He was just singing it beautifully, just him and the guitar. I could see him through the glass door of the kitchen there. I waited for him to be finished and I knocked on the door. He said, "Slide it open. It's unlocked." It was just me and him. Nancy's gone home. He's living alone. But he was ready to pick, I'll tell you. He didn't get to play that much in later years, and I think he missed it. He was just ready to play a bunch of songs and tell stories and stuff. He couldn't really hear very much, but he could sure play. And he told a lot of great stories. About learning how to be an auto mechanic and building his own shed at his house there. He said, a friend of his said, "Doc, I bet you bet a few nails when you built that shed." He said, "Son, not really one." He's a very proud man, Doc. I remember one time he sat in with Hot Rice and he wore sunglasses because he was sitting in really with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, and then he wore sunglasses and cowboy hats. And he threw Doc out with a red satin shirt with white fringe. He got up there on the stage at Realm Fest with sunglasses on. He had a big grin on his face. He said, "Why is everyone laughing?" And then he went, "Oh, I know. It's these glasses." That day he kept talking about a certain guitar he had, a Dana Bourgeois guitar made by the fellow named Dana Bourgeois. He said, "Have you seen that guitar? It's a double, it's a single cutaway, it's a dreadnought, it's a really good guitar." I said, I think I've seen you play that. He said, "It's a good guitar, but you know, I had it out here at a jam session one day. Somebody put it where it shouldn't have been. After everybody left, I was walking around. I stepped right in that thing. I broke the top clean in." He said, "Made me sick. But I sent it back to the maker. I'll be darned if it didn't come out. I think it's a better guitar than it was before. He put a new top on it. It was really nice." He kept talking about that guitar. After about a half hour, he said, "I'm going to go get it." So he'd been sitting in the same chair the whole time in the breakfast room. He gets up and he reaches behind him with his right hand, opens up the door to the basement stairs. He starts heading down those stairs and I'm looking at this and I'm going, "Oh my God, those stairs are so steep." He's almost 89 years old and he's blind, but you know, he's Doc Watson. I'm not going to say anything. Just then Doc must have been able to hear that. He said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of myself. I won't. If I fall down and kill myself, call the veterinarian." So he headed down those stairs, he shut the door behind him, I headed down there, he's done that in about 20 minutes, I'm kind of starting to worry, you know, but I didn't hear any crashing or anything. He comes up the stairs, opens up the door, comes through with a guitar case in his hand, closes the door behind him, sits down in his chair, doesn't miss a single step. He opens up that guitar case and picks it up and hits a lick on it. He says, "That's not that guitar at all, is it?" He said, "This is a good guitar, though." Anyway, I was really glad I got to see him that day. And I think he was happy that I stopped by. And it took him a while to remember me. He showed me a few tricks on the guitar, like, "See what I do on this thing here. I shift my fingers like that. On the left hand, Doc just goes like this." So smart. One of the smartest guys I've ever met. I was glad that he got to be Doc Watson and I got to be a student again for a day. So if you're thinking about people that maybe you'd like to see and you wonder if maybe they would see you, but you think maybe I shouldn't bother them, think again. Might be nice to just call them up and say hello and wish them a nice day. And I want to thank Doc Watson for showing me how to get up on the stage and wrangle some folk music for you folks.
Yeah.